Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles on 94 WIP tonight. Eagles, Giants. If you want to hear the Phillies versus the Dodgers, first pitch on 103.9 KYW News Radio and WPHT, 1210 WPHT. You can hear Eagles here on 94 WIP. First pitch for the Phils, 6:08. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck tonight. Experience a difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Who do you believe Chase Utley was rooting for last night? The Dodgers or the Phillies? 88.6% say the Phillies.
All right, yes. Yeah.
That is
just like I said.
Hope voter. Hope voter is what that was.
Yeah, you threw that one out there just to make sure.
Yeah.
Let's see how the old Q rating for Chase is going.
So what a big spot for Topper last night. I appreciate what he did in pulling Nola because I think pulling Nola when he did opened him up more maybe to criticism.
Oh, for sure.
That even goes back to Kapler and pulling guys that are pitching well. If he's already pitching well, just the fact that he went in there with a plan and did it. And I think Nola looked positive after the game. Mm-hmm. I think there must be a mutual respect there for Nola to be okay with coming out of a playoff game after two scoreless innings in which he looked better probably than he's looked all year.
Yeah, and I'm sure, listen, that's a blow to your ego, but it seemed like it was communicated to him beforehand. I can appreciate that because at least the athlete has time to digest it. And if you didn't just catch him off guard with it to where he, a knee-jerk reaction, he's offended, and then maybe he's not as publicly supportive as he was after the game. But that's what you want to hear after the game. Those are legitimate questions asked to Nola, and I thought the answers were genuine. Mm-hmm. But I could still tell that, he knew he was pitching well, but again, what I took from it is that he knew it going into it. And then I love the fact that he verbally showed his support for how well Ranger pitched last night, because that's what a good teammate does. That's what a good teammate does. And he says, I'm here to do whatever they need me to do to help us win.
And listen, they're going to need him if they win the series. He knows that.
Yep.
He's going to have to really start a game.
Yeah, I said it with that tone for you, Casty.
Yeah, exactly. I can actually tell that.
He could, not like you'd be primary, but you could use him in game five at this point. Mm-hmm. Nola, right? I mean, if you need him.
You still could use him, yep, if you need him for any, think, Fritz?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's never come out of the bullpen.
I'd be surprised. Theoretically could use Ranger again because it'd be his side day.
Oh, okay.
So he
would throw that day anyway.
Yeah, they could use him.
I'd rather go to Ranger and do it anyway.
Ranger's a legend. And the odds of Ranger being a Philly next year, I think, are low.
Sure.
By the way,
the video or a photo was tweeted out. Ranger sitting there outside the dugout. Scott Boras right there. probably saying, good job, buddy.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, listen, him pitching on that stage certainly raises his coin.
Yeah, I don't. If they expect Painter to be in the rotation next year, there's no spot for Ranger.
No, I agree with you. I agree with that.
Not that you don't make a spot for Ranger, but you don't spend all that money if you're already spending money on Nola and already spending money on Wheeler, and then you're going to have the decision about Luzardo after next year too.
Sanchez, thankfully, is under that contract.
A good contract
for now.
Yeah, for now. But that one's at least a couple of years down the road, which is nice.
They don't do renegotiations in baseball much, do they?
No, because the only thing you can do is an opt-out.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes, like, Manny Machado had an opt-out, and that's how he got another $300 million contract. Yeah, you never see it. You never see a renegotiation.
Yeah, they almost like, you signed a deal, you play for what it is.
Well, but they are guaranteed money. So
and it works both ways.
Yeah,
it works both ways. Yes. It works both ways. I totally agree with that. It works both ways. I'm just wondering if Sanchez may be looking for some extra coin.
Listen, if Ron Acuna Jr. hadn't renegotiated his contract, then no one gets to renegotiate his contract.
Right. Right.
Ten years, $100 million.
How old is Sanchez? 29?
That's what his contract is.
Yeah. 10 years, $100 million.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, it's insane.
That's insane.
I know.
Now the good part is, got paid $100 million.
Sure.
The bad part is
he left about 250.
Yeah. 200. Yeah. He left about five out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you think he saw a Soto guy and was like, ah.
Yeah, like, oh man,
damn it. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's game day.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
You're
yes,
on WIP.
Sir.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Been waiting on you, Rios. Been waiting on you, big dog.
Man, what a beautiful night last night, and today it's gonna be freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And yo, Jackie, hit the music. Last night we found our purpose and zipped up our sacks. The first two games, even with the no-show manship of our top dogs, we could have still won. It shows that we really have a team that is not in the F with, and we should really score drug the playoffs all the way to take it home the chip. Now, did our top dogs Teflon their sets? Are they ready to turn dead October into red October and to move forward with bloody October? We shall see. The King of Birds, America's symbol, Midnight Green. What's up? We've been through this before. All the bonchinchin, that's gossip in Spanish. All the nut-ass Lifetime Network drama. All that way-to-excel stuff. We better than that. Can't nobody F with us but ourselves. We can only sabotage ourselves. Now let's stop the eternal bleeding, detoxify ourselves from all the negative energy. We got the blueprints. We know how to get through adversity. We are the juggernauts of the NFL, and the league is hoping for our downfall. What are y'all going to do? Get the sucker itch out your system. Nick Sirianni, it's time to find your marbles and keep them there. You're a damn Super Bowl winning coach. It's your job to have them ready and not be cute with your play calling. Don't you, Rob Thompson, think I'm going to leave you out? Leave all the dumb thinking away from our past. Now it's time for us to come together collectively. One team. Really knock them out like we're unseen. One city, always freaking gritted with never showing any pity. One dream, champs, rules, everything around us. Philly fiends, it's all about the city, damn it. I told y'all, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Deal with precision, everything is calculated. We control and we do what we want to do. We're the puppet masters. We pull the strings. We strong arm and dictate the NFL and the MLB. And we're proud of it. Collectively, we are soldiers of devastation. Come into your city with catastrophic infiltration. Blue, shoot up. Rubber intercourse penetration. Don't be worried about us. We were chosen. You can step out our way like some gentlemen, or we can make your life hell with some gangster-ish. We want the world and everything in it. We control our destiny. We are destined to bleep anything up that's standing in our way. Bloody October, Midnight Green, mix that up, a weapon of mass destruction. Tonight, all weapons are deployed. Give them hell, gentlemen. Go Fields, go Birds, and Rios for North Philly Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Star Ranger of Philly. The time is now. Let the bodies hit the floor. Peace.
Wow. There are a lot of one-liners in there.
A lot in there. There's a lot in there today.
Yeah, he didn't even do the Conklin hello.
Yeah. Do you think that Tornado Shapiro and Rios need to do a almost like a battle rap thing?
That wouldn't be bad.
You know?
I don't know how much Rios laughs, though.
Yeah, well, they're both, you know, they both have different styles.
Yes.
You know? Woo! That was something else. That was something else.
Did he say blue chewed up?
Yeah, he did. He did. He said a lot of things in there. I actually might go transcribe that.
Right.
I think I might need to. Oh, and by the way, thanks to the listener, the WIP listener, I said I wanted that Bryce Harper quote from about his wife on a t-shirt.
I saw that tweet.
The guy put it on a t-shirt.
He put it on a t-shirt.
And he offered to send me one. He said, there's only one. I'll make another one for you. So I got to give him the address. So
oh, man.
215-592-9494. What a day. Speaking of addresses, you want an address down the shore that is yours. You live in this area. You probably grew up going down the shore. Now that you're a grown-up, you go down the shore as well. You take your family down there. You go online and you find a place to rent for thousands of dollars for a week. That's you want your own place. Adam Kasabi is the realtor, the for a long time, the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, and now the realtor that's going to get you into your beach home at the Delaware beaches. How do you spell Kasabi? Just in case you want to know, it's K-S-E-B-E. What does he do? He knows every corner of the Delaware beaches. He knows Rehoboth. He knows Lewis. He knows Bethany. He knows Dewey, wherever you want to be. And if you think buying a shore home is too tough, it's too competitive, you know, you've tried to bid before, you got outbid, Kasabi's the guy that can help you figure it out. If you've never been to the Delaware beaches, I tell you one thing. It's a good hang, but also property taxes super low. Jersey Shore, highest tax nationwide. When you're ready to get your own place, charge people to stay in your place, and then you have a place to go with your family and your friends, Kasabi's the guy out of Long & Foster, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him on his direct cell, 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
So, as we normally do on Eagles, on our Eagles preparation shows, but now it is an Eagles and Phillies preparation show. Mm-hmm. We have Rios, and then we have the other end of the Philly passion. That is Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
No way, yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grease, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, yes, Mike, yes, Jack. Big postseason baloney business, baby.
Yeah, it is postseason baloney.
Love it.
A lot of baloney from the Phillies last night, buddy boy.
What can I say? The best of times is the baloney times. Listen, games 1 and 2, most certainly not baloney time.
No.
Most certainly not baloney time.
No.
Last night, baloney time. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And tonight is going to be double baloney time.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then game 5, triple baloney time.
Triple baloney. And but before we get to whatever harebrained idea you have this week, how is the setup at Tommy Down the Shore's house with both games going on at the same time?
I got two different televisions. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can't do the like split screen kind of thing. I'm not even sure if you can do that.
Okay.
I have two different screens and eating some nacho cheese chips, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And having some blueberry sandwiches and some root beer, you know what I mean? And
wow, root beer too.
Yeah, match made in heaven.
That's right. Yeah. Delicious. That's it. All night long, baby.
Just tooting up a storm.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
Yeah, if as long as it's your own.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what do you got going on, Tom?
Well, listen, you guys remember I had this idea last season. It's called the Balloonies, right? They're like a lovable, a deli meat cartoon family. Remember
yes.
that?
Yes, I do remember that.
And the ultimate goal is that each of us, we're going to have lots of different characters, right? And we'll each do several different voices. Like, I believe, Jack, you were interested in doing Uncle Gary Gabagool, right?
Every day, yep.
Yep, Jack's a big right. Gabagool guy.
That's right. So I was thinking, because if it's going to be a proper program, right, there's going to be lots of different episodes, right? Got to have more characters than just the core Filoni family, right?
Yes,
so
of course.
Most recently, I've been coming up with all these different ideas for different characters. I'd love to share a few of these new ideas with you guys. This is making progress on this program. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. This is sort of like the Marvel universe. This is the extended Baloney universe.
Oh,
that's
wow.
right. That's yeah. right. You guys remember correctly, the Baloneys themselves are Papa Prosciutto. He's the father. You know what I mean?
Yep. Of course.
Mama Mortadella. She's the mother. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mortadella?
Mortadella.
Mortadella. Then you got Tommy Salami. He's the son. He's loosely based on me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And then you got Cindy Serpasada. She's the daughter. And you got Baby Baloney. He's the baby. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Really?
Okay, shocker.
That's right. That's why I call him Baby Baloney.
Okay.
And of course, everyone's favorite Uncle Gary Gabagool.
Yes.
But then you got, these are the new, I'll just introduce a few of these new characters for you. First, you got Paulie Provolone, right? He's a cheese.
What is it?
Paulie Provolone.
Paulie.
Paulie.
Paulie Provolone, right? And he's Cindy Serpasada's boyfriend. He's a star athlete, right? He's a great football player. Picture like a cartoon Provolone making an amazing catch in the end zone. Can you picture that?
Does he have arms?
All these characters have human-like features. You know
okay.
what I mean?
All right. So he's a Provolone but has arms and legs.
That's right. There's meat, there's cheeses, there's vegetables, you know what I mean?
Okay.
There's condiments, but they're all kind of cartoons. They got human-like features. For example, another one is you got Timmy Tomato. He's a tomato, you know what I mean? He's a vegetable, you know what I mean? And everybody loves him. He's a lovable cartoon tomato. He owns a clothing store, right? So in one episode, all the kids get real excited because they're getting ready to go to school. And they need new clothes. And they go to Timmy Tomatoes to get their new clothes. You know what I mean? That's one episode.
Wow.
Then you got my personal favorite, Gorgon Gorgonzola. Gordon Gorgonzola. Say that five times.
Please. Wait a minute. It's Gorgon Gorgonzola or
Gordon?
Gordon Gorgonzola.
Gordon Gorgonzola.
Okay.
He's a cheese. Okay. He's a cheese. You know what
well,
I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. He's a cheese, but he's also a brilliant legal mind. He's an attorney. You know what I mean? And there's one episode where Papa Prosciutto has some legal issues, so Gordon Gorgonzola helps him navigate these difficult times. You know what I mean? And the list goes on and on and on, but this is like a cartoon utopia. You know what I mean? Cartoon utopia. I'm going to keep coming up with characters. Eventually, if we get this thing rocking, we're each going to have to do like 5-6 different voices. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, I'm ready for it. I got plenty of free time.
This is something we could do. It wouldn't be that difficult. You know what I mean?
No, I like the extended characters.
That's right. It can't just be lots of different episodes. You got to feature different characters, not just the core members. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And of course, every cartoon needs a theme song, right? So I came up with a quick little Baloney theme I'd love to share with you guys right now.
How much time do you have on your hands?
Lots of time, Jack. Nothing but time. That's all I got.
Let's hear the Baloney's theme song.
Here we go. Meet the Baloneys, meet the Baloneys, your favorite deli meat family. Mr. Bologna's, Mr. Bologna's, meat and cheeses and veggies. Mr. Bologna's. At the end, all the characters come together in unison. They say, Mr. Bologna. And then the episode starts.
Oh, my God. We're trying to win a ball game tonight, Tommy.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, we hit a new stupid level today. I love it. So,
that's right. Stupid is what I do, Spike.
Yep. So we have two big games tonight, if we're not counting the Flyboys. We have the Phil's first pitch at 6:08. Phil's Dodgers. We also have Eagles Giants. Can we get your feeling on both games?
For the Phil's, look, this is a turning point. Right? We got Sanchez pitching. The bats are surging. I kind of feel like the pressure's off a little bit. You know what I mean? And just win two games. That's all we got to do. Win tonight. You know what I mean? Take it to the bank. Bring home the bacon. Bring home the bologna. Bring home the salami. Whatever kind of deli meat we got to bring home. You know what I mean? And I think tonight's game's going to be a little closer.
Okay.
I'm going 5-2 Phil's on this one.
Bro,
I like
take 5-2.
I'll take a 5-2.
I would take 5-2 back to the bank on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
now,
right.
Now, what about the Birds against the Giants up there at MetLife Stadium?
Well, this game, I think, because the offense is struggling a little bit. There's no sugarcoating it, right? There's no sugarcoating this.
Yep.
Offense is struggling. This is the perfect confidence booster for us. You know what I mean? Confidence boost because we need that. The Giants completely stink. They're a terrible team, right?
Yep.
Of course.
This is going to be demolition derby, I think. This is going to be a confidence boosting game. We're going to get our rhythm going. I'm going 38-14 Birds.
Wow.
38-14. That's big.
That's right.
All right. Well, good luck with the nachos, bologna sandwiches, root beer, and farting tonight, Tommy.
Man.
Yep.
Hope you're watching it by yourself.
That's right. I'll be doing them. Yeah, I might have a couple friends over, but even if I'm by myself, I can do all those things. Whether it's root beer, nachos, sandwiches, and farting. Those are all good things. You know what I mean? You got to let it loose. Sometimes in life, you got to let it loose. You know what I mean?
All right, Tommy. Well, thank you as always, brother.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I will talk to you next week. Go, Phils. Go, Birds. I'm over and 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 over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Holy moly.
I don't know if I've ever asked him. Maybe I have.
Yeah.
But I got to talk to him about frying bologna.
Oh, frying bologna.
Yeah, does he fry the bologna? Is he in on that?
He's got to be in on fried bologna.
Okay. All right.
Back in my non-vegan days, fried bologna is...
Fried bologna sandwich. Bologna and cheese. Fried bologna and cheese. Man.
Oh, come on.
Toast. Man.
Good. By the way...
Good eating.
Bryce Harper did get the go sign from Dusty, thanks to Rich, who texted me that. So
nice.
Now, whether he saw the go sign, he was going either way, I think, but...
Dusty's just like, all right.
Yeah, he might as well. He's going to do it anyway. You know? Jack, what do we have coming up at the top? Oh, before, top 5-5. In the 5 o'clock hour,
yes.
We do have a pair of tickets to give away. Now, you cannot just call to win the tickets. Everyone who calls with their normal WIP call will be registered. But how about this? Tuesday at the TLA, right there on South Street, you can get a pair of tickets to Allen Iverson, The Misunderstood Book Tour, which is Tuesday night at the TLA. Each ticket, you get a copy of AI's new book. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com, but we will have a pair of tickets for you to go see AI at the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour Tuesday, October 14th at the TLA. Everyone who does a normal WIP call will be registered. No calling just to win the tickets, just normal WIP calls. Jack, what do you have for the top 5-5?
Biggest questions off of last night.
Biggest questions?
Surrounding the Phillies, I'm imagining?
Well, we'll see.
Oh, okay.
You see his look. And we're pretty much going full steam ahead on Phil's for the rest of the show because first pitch is at 6:08. And I want to let Pransky and Stockler know, since we'll be in the car for the first 2.5 innings, lock in. That's all I'm saying. Lock in. I'm going to need every nook and cranny of detail. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.